We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. As we go to the hotline this morning and welcome in the one, the only, the legendary Dave O'Brien, again from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. And I'll tell you what, let's hit the east side of Lorain pretty heavy this morning. For our listeners, if you're a fan of go-karting or really anything motorsports related, you're going to be pretty excited about what the commissioners have done, again, on the east side of the city of Lorain. A little go-kart track project could be in the works. Dave, what do we know about this?
Yeah, so Zell LLC had come to the Board of Commissioners a couple weeks ago and said, hey, we'd like to get some funding for this go-kart complex, this motorsports complex that we have planned for the city's east side on a Superfund site, on a landfill site, to kind of, you know, encourage some more tourism, basically, to Lorain County and the city of Lorain. And County Board of Commissioners said, okay, we'll give you $2 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding and ARPA funding to help build that complex. But it's going to come out sort of in dribs and drabs. It's not a one big, you know, check for $2 million, but it's going to match the developer in the city of Lorain. As they go through the stages, money will be released. And that was kind of the plan that the commissioners had. This is basically money that is supposed to be used to address the negative impacts of the COVID pandemic. So this is money that will help the city kind of rebuild and bring people in, bring in more tax dollars, help put out some of those fires, help just get people interested in coming back to the city, you know, coming in, spending their hard-earned money, you know, at gas stations and at convenience stores. And otherwise, you know, just for fans go-karting, come in, you know, race carts, buy pieces for their home-built carts or carts that, they're planning to build. It's going to be sort of a one-stop shop for people who are interested in go-karting.
And this was met with a little bit of opposition, as I read through your article in the Chronicle Telegram, Dave. Who exactly is opposing this, and for what reason?
Yeah, and this has honestly not made the Black River Audubon Society very very happy. They collected 2,000 signatures or more in a petition against this plan, and it was called a quote textbook example of environmental injustice. Mm. There are some, you know, there are some trees that have grown on top of this landfill, kind of done what they said, capped the landfill in order to prevent it from leaching out, to prevent, you know, what might be buried, you know, beneath the surface from leaching out, you know, affecting the Black River, affecting, you know, nesting birds and wildlife that have come back to this site, which they basically have turned into, or what is called Cromwell Park now. It had been a steel mill, then an active landfill starting in the 1940s. It was capped in 1980, and so it's had about 40, 42 years worth of time to sort of, you know, go back to nature. And the Audubon Society was upset that this is the plan. You know, they had cited noise and they had cited dust and they had talked about how it would affect the wildlife and potentially the environment in that area that had come back from what it used to be.
So certainly something to keep an eye on, and if and when this does come to fruition, Dave, I myself am a fan of go-karts. I don't know about you, but this sounds like a potential, you know, on-location site for the local beat sometime in the near future. So certainly some good stuff going on there, no doubt about it. Sticking on the east side of the city of Lorain here, Dave, this one comes from Carissa Wojtak, one of your colleagues. Some disappointment as a planned pool has kind of come off the drawing board, so to speak, over there at Oakwood Park. However, still some aquatic plans, I guess you could say, again, coming to Oakwood Park in Lorain. What's going on here?
Yeah, so the pool is not going to happen at Oakwood Park. The city is planning to construct a splash pad instead. And this was discussed at a Parks and Recreation Committee meeting that Carissa covered the other night. And there's some disappointment, in this change, as she noted from city council. It turns out that the subcontractor that was going to help rehabilitate the park, rebuild the pool, and help rebuild the bathhouse and everything like that, went out of business, sort of in the middle of the rehabilitation project. And obviously the pandemic, we don't know particularly the reason, wasn't stated, but the pandemic has been hurting smaller businesses and things like that. It basically was up to, kind of waiting to find a new subcontractor for the pool. That would have risked losing funding for the next year, funds for this project coming from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Community Development Block Grant Program. So there was a switch, and now, there was some concern, from Democratic candidate for mayor and at-large councilwoman Mary Spangowski said she only found out about the change in the Chronicle-Telegram last week and hadn't been notified by the city administration. And Ray Carrion, a Democratic councilman from the 6th Ward, said, he's been getting dozens of calls as Oakwood Park is in his ward. And, from the change going from a pool to no longer a pool and a splash pad instead, and some other changes to the project. Deadline for that project is November 2nd, and the city would potentially have to pay back the $500,000 that they got, from the federal government, from HUD, and then the $500,000 that it was using for the bathhouse out of the general fund. That's quite a cost. Still in the works. Some disappointment from council members, but at least there will be some way for the kids in South Lorain and the folks in South Lorain to cool off at Oakwood Park in the near future.
Certainly, and again, a lot going on in the city of Lorain. You can read more about it in the Chronicle-Telegram and online anytime, of course, over at chronicletea.com. That's where you can find that digital e-edition. Again, we're joined by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram on this morning's Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Carissa, and all the colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners expect to find in the paper?
Yeah, some news about some moves in county government. There were some changes to some of the directorships, particularly 911 and the emergency management agency in Lorain County. So I've been working on that story, and you can read all about that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. Some more stories from Carissa as well. Serious house fire in Wellington. Kevin Martin has a story about an arrest made in a shooting in Elyria.
All right, you heard the man. You can find the latest in today's Chronicle-Telegram. Pick a copy up or find that digital e-edition if you're a subscriber online at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end. One of my favorite times of the week, as our listeners may be well too aware of at this point. What is this week's Scanner story?
Yeah, so we're gonna go to Cleveland again, the courtesy of the folks at Northeast Ohio Scanner from their Twitter account. Somewhere in the 5th District, a man reports that on March 3rd, he traded his car for some drugs, but now he wants his car back, and the guy that has the car just keeps giving him more drugs in exchange, but not the car. The man therefore wished to report his car stolen.
that doesn't seem like too fruitful of a report. Hey, officer, he stole my car. He was giving me stuff in exchange, though. Well, sir, what was that stuff in exchange? Can't quite tell you that. That's not what you want to do. The exchange was made, and deal is done at that point, I'm afraid. So, oh boy, entertaining Scanner story as always. Always picking on the fine folks of Cleveland, we are. But entertaining Scanner story. And again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues at the Chronicle-Telegram, pick up a copy of the CT today, or if you're a subscriber, find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. I do appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week. Go Guardians, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
All right. Go Guardians, Rocco. We'll talk to you next week.